Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called Water in the Brain. Have you ever thought you're just not clever enough? You know, not clever enough to operate at that level or achieve that goal? Perhaps you came to that conclusion following comments made by someone you respect. Well, here's some evidence pointed out to me by Lee Poulos that suggests that we all have the brain power we need if we choose to use it. Now, British neurologist Dr. John Larmour studied people with hydrocephalus. Hydrocephalus is sometimes known as water in the brain. Basically, it's when cerebral spinal fluid fills the cavity of the brain, which can result in less brain cortex forming. John was studying whether people need a certain amount of brain cortex to be intelligent. On average, people have a brain cortex which is about 4.5 centimetres thick. And typically in the US and UK, an average IQ is quoted as a score of 100. During John's study, he came across an extreme case of hydrocephalus. It was a college mathematics student who had only a 1 millimeter layer of brain cortex. The rest of his head was filled with cerebral spinal fluid. But when John tested his IQ, he had an IQ of 126. That's an IQ in the top 5% of the population, with only 2% of the normal brain mass. But this isn't a unique story. Dr. Peter Noyes, an American neurologist, reported similar findings of five people with hydrocephalus recording high IQs. And the picture above was a 44-year-old Frenchman who's married with two kids and was working as a civil servant. In fact, there are numerous stories on the web and within medical journals pointing to other cases of high-achieving people with extreme hydrocephalus, i.e. significantly less brain than you and me. So if you think you just don't have the brain power required, maybe it's not that you don't have it, it's that you're not using it. So till next week, use your head, David Gardner.